All right, now I was just asking you, what's a funny word or just a word that you would use when a person is dressed up in funny-looking clothes or is in clothes that just don't look right to you?
I call him a Halloweenist.
All right. Now, what is that called? What'd you say?
Halloween. A clown. I'll make it like that.
All right. Or a clown.
All right.
What would you call it?
The fellas is dressed up and him dirty.
And you're just funny looking dressed up. What would you...
I'll be doggone if I can find
All right, that. That's fine. What do you call it when you're putting on your good clothes?
Dressing up.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you call it when you're talking about a lively old person? You know, somebody who still can get up and get around. What do you call it? You say they are what?
Mm-hmm.
All right, both of you. What do you call it?
One that can get around.
Uh-huh. Well, like you.
Yeah.
What kind of an older person do you think you are? A lively old person.
Lively.
What's another word that you would use?
Pert.
What? Pert?
P-E-R-T.
Pert
old man.
Pert.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Would you say spry?
P-E-R-E.
All right, that's got it. What is what?
Pig.
Yeah, that's what he said. Both of you said that. What do you call a person who is lazy and unambitious?
Person no good.
What do you call it when a person is lazy and unambitious?
Worthless.
Worthless. You call him sleepy?
He's worse than that.
A slouch?
He's just worseless.
Yeah, he's worse than that.
I've seen some of that away.
Right.
Mind you, too lazy to wash for the eat.
What do you call a bird that looks for insects in tree trunks and he taps on tree trunks? Not a sapsucker, but just what any bird that goes around. What do you call a bird that knocks on tree trunks and looks for insects?
Oh, peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
Yeah.
Sapsucker and peckerwood both. There.
What's the difference between a sapsucker and a peckerwood?
Well, peckerwood's the biggest bird.
Yeah.
Does a sapsucker have a special color?
Yeah.
They might not all the same color, sapsuckers are. These peckerwoods, now there's different kinds.
Yeah, redheaded.
Some of them's redheaded and some of them ain't.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an insect that jumps in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Yeah. Grasshopper.
All right. What do you call it when a person goes diagonally across a field? In other words, a person comes up to a plowed field like this, and it's all been plowed and planted. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's here. And he wants to get over here, and instead of going this way,
he cuts
across the field like that.
Cuts through.
Cuts through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you if you recognize either one of these two. Do you recognize catty-cornered? Never heard that said before?
Yeah,
catty-cornered.
All right.
He don't go straight, he just go catty-cornered every which way.
Yeah. Is that what you call that?
Yeah.
Is ever which way?
Like a drunk man.
Yeah.
What about, have you ever heard the term anti-godlin?
Anti-godlin, going sideways.
That's going sideways. So if you're going every which way, you're anti-godlin.
Yeah.
I see. And that difference, and you don't say that when a person just cuts across a field.
No,
you just
he
say.
Don't straight across, he's not anti-godlin.
I see. Anti-godlin is all.
All over that.
All right. What do you call a house? I mean, I'm sorry. What do you call evil spirits?